you. All right, Tyler Medaglia. Look, you're back down on MX2 this year. It's a shortened motos. And, dude, if anybody needs that extra 5 minutes or more, it's you. Like, first moto, we'll talk about that in a second. But second moto, like, you're just getting going.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy with that. The bike is good all the way through. I actually tried to go, like, wide, start by the box, kind of like what Alessi did, and sweep across. But they watered it so bad that there was no grip. Like, I just had to ride around. So I was like, I came around like an eighth, so I had my work cut out for me.
Yeah. But I think overall you got to be pretty, like, you were closing in on everybody.
Yeah, I felt really good, especially at the end. Like, I didn't get tired or anything. And my
I don't think you do get tired.
No, my fastest laps are at the very end. Yeah. So, I'm really happy with that. It just, I'm in this class because I want to win, right? Yeah. So yep. It just, shit happens.
First moto, I didn't realize this, but I guess it was disaster for you early on.
Oh, yeah. I had actually had a decent start. And then, like, halfway through the first lap, this kid fell and just let go of his bike. And I'm going through the rut, minding my own business. And then this rogue bike comes out of nowhere and just cleans me out. I landed on my head, flipped over the bars. So I was, like, knocked the wind out of myself. So I was way back, and it just, like, it was hard to get going on that one.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it took a while, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah, it sucked.
But overall, I mean, a positive day, second moto, you got to be happy with that, closing up on those guys. Here's the thing I don't necessarily always like about older guys dropping down is you got to, like, you're almost too smart for these kids. Did you find that at all a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit on the first lap. Like, like, their guys are almost landing on each other. And so you got to, like, I really need to get a good start. Right. And I think me being on the 450 for so long on the concrete, and I'm light, and the wheel always would spin on me. So I had to start at, like, 1,000 RPM. Yeah. So I think I didn't spin on the 250. I just didn't give it enough gas.
Yeah.
So I think for next weekend, I'll try to hook up a bit better.
The mentality in MX2 class is just like, go, go, go. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, then I think, but my experience comes in at the end when the track is shitty and rough, and, you know, you're not getting tired, and I can see these kids making mistakes. And
And also, you know the tracks, you know the series, you know how these things work, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Do you ever think about maybe just making a jersey with your two number one 250 plates and just walking around with that?
Yeah, but
maybe try to intimidate.
I should do that. Yeah, just bring them around like the Randy Savage or whatever.
Right. Hey, I've told every MX2 guy this today, but I'm going to tell you too. Welton led laps. Pettis will get better and healthier. Reslin won. Dylan won. Osby won the overall with the 2-2. You're going to be in the mix. This is going to be, I think this is a little deeper than I thought in our stupid media preview pod that we did. Like, I think this is going to be really a lot of different scores this year.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of good battles. Yeah. I think it's going to be maybe a touch more interesting than the 450 class because we're dicing it out there, and, you know, we got to get it done quick. But yeah, I want to make it boring.
Yeah.
I want to get out front. But yeah, I'm excited and just like, yeah, keep her going.
You want me to start calling you Marty?
Nah, I don't care.
You seem to embrace it.
Yeah, why not?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, later.